Rizvan 2009, From the Universal House of Justice to the Baha'is of the World. Dearly loved friends, a mere 3 years ago, we set before the Baha'i world the challenge of exploiting the framework for action that had emerged with such clarity at the conclusion of the last global plan. The response, as we had hoped, was immediate. With great vigor, the friends everywhere began to pursue the goal of establishing intensive programs of growth in no less than 1,500 clusters worldwide, and the number of such programs soon started to climb. But no one could have imagined then how profoundly the Lord of Hosts, in his inscrutable wisdom, intended to transform his community in so short a span of time. What a purposeful and confident community it was that celebrated its accomplishments at the midway point of the current plan in 41 regional conferences across the globe. What an extraordinary contrast did its coherence and energy provide to the bewilderment and confusion of a world caught in a spiral of crisis. This indeed was the community of the blissful to which the Guardian had referred. This was a community aware of the vast potentialities with which it had been endowed and conscious of the role it is destined to play in rebuilding a broken world. This was a community in the ascendant, subject to severe repression in one part of the globe, yet rising up undeterred and undismayed as a united whole and strengthening its capacity to achieve Baha'u'llah's purpose to liberate humankind from the yoke of the most grievous oppression. And in the nearly 80,000 participants who attended the conferences, we saw the emergence on the historical scene of an individual believer supremely confident in the efficacy of the plan's methods and instruments and remarkably deft at wielding them. Each and every soul of this mighty sea stood as testimony to the transforming potency of the faith. Each and every one was evidence of Baha'u'llah's promise to assist all those who arise with detachment and sincerity to serve him. Each and every one offered a glimpse of that race of beings, consecrated and courageous, pure and sanctified, destined to evolve over generations under the direct influence of Baha'u'llah's revelation. In them we saw the first signs of the fulfillment of our hope expressed at the outset of the plan, that the edifying influence of the faith would be extended to hundreds of thousands through the institute process. There is every indication that, by the end of the Rizvan period, the number of intensive programs of growth around the world will have crossed the 1,000 mark. What more can we do at the opening of this most joyous festival than to bow our heads in humility before God and offer Him thanksgiving for His unbounded generosity to the community of the greatest name? Signed, The Universal House of Justice.